belongs to you. Oh, my hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, my hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it.
Praise the Lord forevermore. God is good all the time. Happy Resurrection Day unto you. Beloved, this is such a wonderful time that we come to celebrate Jesus Christ for all that he did for us, giving up his own life for us, and resurrecting on the third day. To God be all the glory for the price that was paid on the cross. We thank the Lord for what he has done. For Jesus paid this price that all mankind might be saved from eternal destruction. That as many as received him, they will walk in this power, the same power that raised him up from the dead. Glory be to Jesus Christ forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank God. My hallelujah belongs unto him. What about you, beloved? My hallelujah belongs to him because he deserves it all. He paid the price. Beloved, I don't know about you. I'm in love with Jesus because of the price that he paid on my behalf. He delivered me from sin and sorrow. And I am grateful to God Almighty for what Jesus has done for us. Praise God forevermore. On this Easter Sunday, I say happy Easter Sunday to you once more. And I just want to ask you, what have you been doing with yourself in this lockdown? What have you been doing with your time? I hope you've been using your time wisely. Praise God. I hope you've been using it to fellowship with the Spirit of God. I hope you've been picking up your Bible and reading and letting the Holy Spirit help you to behold wondrous things in the law of God. And I hope that you have fresh revelations and fresh divine insights into the Word of God that will help you to stay afloat no matter the storm that comes your way. Praise God forevermore. God is good. No time is wasted. This is the time that we need to begin to be silent before God and listen to be able to hear his voice. Maybe you don't even know when God speaks to you in your spirit, but because you are quiet now, there is very little or no distraction, then you can train yourself to begin to listen to that still small voice on the inside of you. God wants to speak to you, beloved, and he wants to get you into a quiet place where you can really receive direction from him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord forevermore. Today, let's go into the Word of God, what God has for us today. And I've taken my text from the book of Psalms, Psalm 27 and verses 11 to 14. Psalm 27, 11 to 14. And I read, "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, as such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Let's pray. Holy Spirit, I thank you, Lord. I thank you because you are at liberty to do what God wants you to do with his word today. So have your way, Spirit of the Lord, and speak through me life of God unto the people of God today, that we cleanse their minds, correct their goals, heal their wounds, and make them whole in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing even much more than I've prayed for. Amen and amen. Beloved, I thank God that whatever, even if we cannot come together physically to celebrate this Easter Sunday, I thank God that we still have the opportunity to connect through the internet and to receive the word of God in due season. Hallelujah. You know, a few days ago, you know, as I was just quiet in my spirit, and I was just thinking about all the things that we give ourselves to, you know, when a time like this every year that we celebrate Easter comes by, the things that we normally worry about, the things like, oh, what are we going to wear? What are the children going to wear? It is Easter. The shoes they will wear, blah, 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 and all those things. We begin to get anxious. We are fearful, and all manner of things begin to happen to us. Some people are fighting with their tailors. Will they get my clothes ready that I will wear on Easter Sunday? Will my boss pay my salary so I can quickly go and get something that I can prepare Easter lunch for my family? Or some manner of things were going on. Well, guess what? Whichever way you look at it, in every situation, God deserves thanksgiving from us. Because you don't have to worry about any of those things, because they don't really matter. And I began to think to myself, many of the things that we think that really matter, do they really matter? When we really sit down, do those things really matter to us? Are they really very important? We fret about so many things in life. We allow so many things to make us to panic and to become very fearful, even though God says we should not worry about anything. He said we shouldn't worry about what we will eat or what we will drink or what we will wear. He said our Father in heaven knows what we have need of. Hallelujah. He knows the things that we need. And this is really very important. Because for us to actually stay without worrying, then it means that we know something. And the something that we know gives us the hope and the confidence that whatever happens, our needs will be met. That whatever happens, we will be victorious at the end of the day. No matter the storms that comes against us, we will know that we can overcome. So something makes us to behave contrary to our circumstances. Praise the Lord. And I was, you know, having this conversation with the Spirit of God, and I was saying, Lord, when I look at the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, I know that so many messages have been preached based on the resurrection. And I said, Holy Spirit, I want you to speak to us. I want you to tell us something. You know, how can we apply it to our situations in our present time, particularly in this time of this pandemic? How? What has the resurrection, what part would it play? And the Holy Spirit said to me, and he said, this resurrection, you need to know the significance of it in your life as a believer. And he said, it is so significant. There are many significances, and he gave me one. And he said, because it gives us hope. Praise the Lord. And he said, because he gives us hope, we will not faint when things around us cannot hold together. When the things that are around us are troubling and disturbing, he said, the resurrection assures us of a hope and expectation that all will be well at the end of the day. Praise the Lord. And this is important for every one of us as children of God to understand that Jesus being raised from the dead on the third day gives us assurance of hope that what God has promised us will surely come to pass. The hope infills us with an expectation that cannot be cut off, as the Bible says. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs 23 And it tells us that the expectations of the righteous shall not be cut off. So Jesus resurrecting assures us of an expectation that releases a power in us, the resurrection power, that causes us to overcome all our circumstances so that we are not overwhelmed by them, but we overcome those circumstances, praise the Lord, because of the expectation that is built up in us because of the hope that we have. You know, Jesus, on many occasions, he told his disciples that he was going to go away, he was going to die, he was going to be crucified, and he was going to raise up again. He told them, he said, look, the Son of Man is about to be crucified, but on the third day, he will arise. Another time, he told them, he said, this temple that you see, I will destroy it, in 3 days it will be up. He told them, but they didn't understand what he was saying. But after the resurrection, they came to an understanding. When the women went to the tomb and they saw the stone that was rolled away, and then they met Jesus on the way, that told them, I have risen. Go and tell your brethren that I'm alive. And he told them where to meet him. They were happy. Why? Because their expectation was not cut off. Now, all these disciples remember when Jesus was taken away and was arrested, they went into hiding. They were hiding in a place, locked themselves up in a place. And they were filled with a sense of loss. They were grieving. They didn't know what to do. They were confused, troubled in their soul, because they didn't know how they were going to continue. I mean, you can imagine what it was like to be in the company of Jesus at that time, to be in the company of the miracle worker, to be in the company of the provider. I mean, it must have been an awesome experience for his disciples. They saw the miracles. They saw what he was doing. They were happy to be in his company. They were happy to be part of his ministry. I mean, it was something of great prominence. I mean, it will make people to revere them, to look at them differently. And they enjoyed it all. But now he's taken away from them. And they were left with a sense of loss. They must have thought to themselves, how are we going to cope? How is these things going to play out? What does the future hold for us? They were filled with so much uncertainty as to what next to do. And maybe you are in your life right now, you don't even know, you are filled with so much uncertainty, you do not know what else to do. God is telling you today, do not faint. I have already overcome on your behalf. That is why I rose up from the dead. And I told you it is finished. So before you are faced with an uncertainty, it is already finished. Praise God forevermore. I've already completed the job. The job is done, signed, sealed, and delivered. You do not have to worry about all these things because I've already made provision. Praise the Lord. So you can imagine the disciples as at that time, filled with a sense of loss, didn't know what was going to happen. And when the women came to give them the news that he is alive, he is risen, I mean to say, it confirmed that their expectation was not cut off. Praise the Lord. That it said he was going to arise from the dead. And he did. And they saw it as a thing of joy and gladness. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. So it's important for us to know then that the benefit of his resurrection in our lives, it came to give us hope and expectation that cannot be cut off. Praise the Lord forevermore. An expectation that can never be cut off. Amen. Hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 19, the Bible says, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul. It is sure and it is steadfast. He said, this hope is an anchor for our soul. So the resurrection of Jesus Christ brought hope to us, a hope that is the anchor for our soul. The hope that you have, that whatsoever that Jesus says, he will do it. It will come to pass. So you put your hope on him. You do not put your hope in man, because man cannot be trusted. You will not put your hope in money. You will not put your hope in government, what government can give to you, or what this person can give to you, or what government can offer you. You do not put your hope in all those things, because those things do not have the capacity to really bring to pass what it promises. Amen. Now, if we look at a situation that we are facing right now all over the world, there is panic everywhere. There is crisis. There is chaos. Things are changing. Life is changing for people the way they used to know it. They don't see it like that anymore. Things that people have relied on is not working for them anymore. Things that they have put their hopes in is disappointing them right now, because it's only the hope that comes from Jesus Christ that is the anchor for our soul, so that no matter the crisis that we are facing, our soul enjoys a stability that is given to us through the hope and the expectation that we have in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord forevermore. So the Bible says that is the anchor for your soul. So if your soul is troubled, beloved, right now, the anchor for your soul that will cause your soul to be stable, to be at rest, is the hope that you have in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ being raised from the dead, his resurrection gives us hope. Hope of a better tomorrow. Hope that what God promises, he is able to bring it to pass. Hope that life, our future, is better than what our past has already revealed for us. Praise the Lord forevermore. Hallelujah. So this is important, for the Bible says that the promises of God, they are yea, and in Christ they are what? They are amen. In other words, you can depend on it. It will not fail. As Jesus said, I lay down my life and I take it back again. He said it himself, and exactly what he said was what has happened. So, beloved, I would want to put my hope on that. That is the kind of person I want to put my hope in. Who said, nobody takes my life from me, I lay it down and I can take it again. And he did exactly what he said. Praise God. When he said, yes, the Son of Man is about to be crucified. He is about to be crucified, but on the third day, he is going to rise up again. And on the third day, he rose up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forevermore. That's the person you want to cling to. That's the person you want to be connected to. That is the rock you want to be standing on, so that no matter what is shaky around you, you know that you are standing on a rock that can never shake, a rock that can never be removed. It is sure, as the Bible says, and it is steadfast. Glory be to Jesus. It is a hope that is steadfast, and you can rely on it. Praise God. One other thing that his resurrection gives to us is dominion power. The dominion power to begin to operate and to dominate our circumstances, because he was able to dominate death, hell, and grave. He dominated it and released that power. Glory be to Jesus. Remember in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, when the disciples met him in Galilee, he told them, he said, tarry here until you are endued with power. Glory be to Jesus. And they were endued with that power on the day of Pentecost. Why? Because Jesus resurrected. If he didn't resurrect, the power, the dominion power, would not be released. And they would have not been able to do the kind of exploits that they were able to do. Because Jesus said, unless you receive that power, you cannot be my witnesses anywhere. Amen. So they received that power, and that power was what gave them dominion. He gave them the dominion over their circumstances. They were able to dominate whatever circumstances that they were faced with. Why? Because that power was on the inside of them. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So they were able to overcome whatsoever life brings their way. Hallelujah. They were walking in that power. It was operating in them. And that same power is in the inside of each and every one of us who are believers in Jesus Christ. The Bible says, to them that believe him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. That same power, that world overcoming power, resides on the inside of you. But it's another thing to allow the power to have its influence and expression through our lives. Whenever there is crisis, that is when that power is released. It has to be released. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And this is really very important for us to note, that we carry that kind of power, and that God is faithful. That's the third thing. Jesus Christ's resurrection is a testimony of God's faithfulness, that God is faithful. He's faithful. He said he will redeem his people, and he sent his son to come and redeem his people. He sent Jesus here. Jesus died on the cross, and on the third day he rose from the dead, and he's alive forevermore. It is a testimony of God's faithfulness, and we can therefore depend and rely on God, that the word of God is reliable, the word of God is dependable, because God is faithful. God is showing us about his own stability and consistency, that he is consistent. Glory be to Jesus. And you see, this is important for us, even because of what we are going through together worldwide right now. We need consistency, something that is consistent, that we can all hold on to, because every other thing is shaky, is unreliable, you cannot depend on it, it is crashing. You know, just before I started this message, and I was just thinking, it came to my thought of what happened when Israel went to war against the Philistines, and Prophet Samuel was there then. Remember that they lost the battle, and the Philistines took the Ark of the Covenant away. And the Bible said they kept the Ark in the same place among their gods, their wooden gods that they kept in a place. And the Bible said by the next morning that they got there, all those wooden gods, there was not one that remained standing. They had broken arms, broken legs, and they were all bowing, facing the Ark of the Covenant. Glory be to God forevermore. Why? God is showing them that he is God, and beside him, there is no other God. Hallelujah. That he is consistent. Praise God forevermore. The Bible declares in the book of Hebrews 13, in Hebrews 13 and verse 6, I think, the Bible declared there, he said, Jesus Christ, yesterday, today, and forever. He is consistent. Glory be to Jesus. And that is why we mustn't faint, because if you are trusting a consistent God, then you know that no matter what happens, you are going to come out and things are going to work out for your good. Can I hear an amen right there? Because he is consistent. God is faithfully consistent. His word never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So you can depend and rely on him. You can trust in him. The Bible says in Psalm 118, trust not in chariots. Trust not in men. Those who have put their trust in economy, in stock market, they've put their trust in so many things right now. Well, guess what? They are like those wooden idols bowing down with broken arms and broken legs, because that's what is happening. Everything in the world is broken down. Yeah. But only the word of God stands sure. And that is the hope that we have. That is the anchor for our soul, so that our soul will not be troubled and disturbed in this time. Praise the Lord. You see, believers, we shouldn't be worried about what is going on. We shouldn't be. And that is why I keep telling you, God's people, read the Bible for yourself. Don't just do this cut and paste thing. What they said in church today, you hear one message, blah, blah, blah. Get yourself into the habit of reading the Bible. I told you from the beginning of this year, I said everybody should read the Bible. Read it. From the beginning, read it. Begin to read, you will understand what is going on in the world today. We know that things won't get better in the world. The Bible already tells us that. We know. So why should we be fearful? Why should any child of God be afraid? Why should you begin to panic? Why should we panic? We shouldn't. I think the reason why a lot of Christians are panicking and are afraid is because they are not well prepared spiritually. Their relationship with God is more of a religion than a relationship, really. People don't know God for themselves. They don't relate with the Spirit of God. They are not acquainted with him. People are just... when you really don't have an intimacy with the Spirit of God, then you will be frightened by anything that comes, any wind of doctrine, anything anybody brings. You just believe whatever it is that comes your way and think that is it, and it begins to feed you with fear. So it's a sad thing to say that a lot of us are even so afraid at such a time as this, because a time of crisis comes to reveal one thing for sure: where you belong, whose you are. Praise the Lord. He comes to reveal that. Who you believe, who your trust is in, it will come to reveal it. And is revealing it now. We are beginning to see. Because the crisis is distinguishing between those who put their trust in God and those who are sideline compromisers. He's revealing, he's separating them, he's setting them apart. And he's also setting God apart from man, so that man will not think that he is God, because man is not God.
And God is not a man.
Praise the Lord forevermore. God is not a man. And it is important that we acknowledge that. And such a situation like this is revealing of where we actually belong. It's revealing of our level of maturity in spiritual things and in our walk with God also. Praise the Lord forevermore. Hallelujah. So it's important for us to rest on the finished work of Christ, knowing that God is faithful. If he raised up his son by his glory, then God can be judged to be faithful. And then we can depend on whatever he says. So when God tells you, I've got your back, you've got to believe it. When God says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of his wings, then you need to know that God has your back and God will protect you, and you are under his divine shelter. Praise the Lord. You will not flinch. You will believe what he has said. If he said by the stripes of Jesus you are healed, you will believe that you are healed. When God says no evil shall befall you, neither shall any plague come near you, you believe it, you stand on it, because God is faithful. Praise the Lord. He is faithful. So you can depend on what he says, that it will come true in your own life, it will come true for you in your situation and in your circumstances. Hallelujah. This is really very important, because when everything around us is shaking, we need to stand upon something that can never shake. And that is Jesus. Yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same thing. He is consistent. Praise the Lord. We can trust in His consistency at whatever time in our lives. Praise the Lord forevermore. Hallelujah. This is important. So please tell yourself and say, no, I must not faint in the name of Jesus. To faint is to completely be overwhelmed under, you know, a situation of grief, of anxiety, or fear. To drown in grief, or to drown in anxiety, or drown in fear. And praise the Lord. And you don't want to drown. You do not want whatever is going on around you to drown you. No, you want to stay afloat. And this is the way that you stay afloat. You have got to cling to God. You have got to trust Him, and trust and depend on His consistency, that if God says it, He's faithful to perform what He has said. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I believe that now we believers, we are coming to a better understanding of who God is and what God, what really makes Him tick. God looks at our hearts, not our appearances. So, some Christians right now will be feeling, oh, we are in Sister Sunday, we are not going to church. Oh, this thing is not going to happen. Oh, that one is not going to happen. It just shows that we need to do something about our knowledge of God. Because God looks at our hearts, not at our appearances. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Also, where two or three are gathered, there He is in their midst. That's what He said. Not where thousands are gathered, not where millions are gathered. He said, where two or three are gathered, there He is. There I am in their midst. Praise the Lord forevermore. So God will meet you anywhere. He's looking at the hearts of people, those whose hearts are right towards Him. Hallelujah. And He would dwell in their praises. God does not live in a house that is made with man. I keep telling people, the church is not the building. It is the people. It is the called out people. It is a body of believers. It's an assembly of people who believe. And God says, if there are two or three are gathered, I will be in their midst. Therefore, I believe God is using this situation, this lockdown or whatever, pandemic or whatever it is, to reveal to us and to distinguish religiosity from spirituality. Praise the Lord. The best gift that God has given to His children and even to mankind, He's Himself. He is the one that is most important. So where God is, that's what is important. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Where He is where you want to be. And the Bible says the kingdom of God is in us. The Spirit of God is within us. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. So my prayer for you today, beloved, is that after that you have received mercy, you have received favor, because Jesus Christ is risen. Hallelujah. And He has victory over death, over hell, and over the grave. Huh. Praise the Lord. I pray that you will learn righteousness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and that you will deal justly in all your situations that come your way, and that you will behold the majesty of the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So do not faint, beloved. This is not the time to faint. For every believer, it is not the time for us to faint. It is the time for us to rise up, knowing that we can trust God to be faithful. Hallelujah. Knowing we can trust Him to be faithful to His promises. Whatsoever God has promised you, He is faithful to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. We can rely on it. We can depend on it. And this is an awesome character of God, that God is dependable. No matter the situation you find yourself or the condition you are in, you are confident that your expectations shall not be cut off, that God will back you up, because His word works. That the Holy Spirit told me, He said, look, tell the people of God, Tell them, do not faint, because my word works. The word of God works. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 28, it said, the aspiration of good people ends in celebration. The King James says that the hope of the righteous shall be gladness. Praise the Lord. So he said it will end in celebration for those who trust in God, genuinely trust in God. It will end for you in celebrations. Hallelujah. And so shall it be for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Psalm 62 and verse 5. Psalm 62 and verse 5. Let's read. My soul waits thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. My soul waits only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Where is your expectation from, may I ask you, beloved? Is it from man? Is it from your bank account? Is it from your name? Is it from your degrees? Is it coming from your intellectual accomplishments? Where is it coming from? The psalmist said, no, as far as my soul is concerned, is waiting upon God only, for my expectation is from him. It is from God. I'm expectant. Glory be to Jesus. I am expectant because Jesus has resurrected. I am expectant that God will fulfill his promises for me. So I'm ready to begin to confess in the face of contrary situation, to say that my Lord would deliver me from all my troubles, that my God has healed me and will restore me to health, for by his stripes I was already made whole. It is finished. Praise the Lord. And I will say to myself, no, poverty is not by my portion, because I have been redeemed from it. I cannot be taken away in the midst of my days, for God has promised me a good, satisfying life. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So because my expectation is from him, it's not from anybody else. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So my hope is not founded upon what man can give to me or what man can offer me. It is not based on worldly things. It is not from any government of the day. It is not what they can do for me. No. It's not what any man can do for me. And that's why I said the chaos and the crisis of today. Honestly, people are worried. Why? Because everything they have depended on has failed. And the wisdom of man will always fail. The Bible already makes us to understand that. Praise the Lord. That's why the whole world is fainting right now. But you and I ought not to faint, because of the consistency of the faithfulness of God, that God would take care of his own. Beloved, in this world, the most important concern of God is his church. Praise the Lord. Is his church. Is concerned. Jesus is concerned about his bride. That is why what you and I need to concern ourselves with is getting ourselves ready. Looking at ourselves, even in this time of a lockdown, what are the spots in my life? Holy Spirit, reveal them to me. What are the wrinkles in my life? Reveal them to me so that I can cut them off out of my life. Praise the Lord. And get myself prepared. Amen. That's exactly what should be happening to us, because we are fully persuaded that our expectations shall never be cut off, according to Proverbs 23 and verse 18. Praise the Lord. So, beloved, it's important. In our text today, as David himself was also saying, and he said it in Psalm 27, verses 11 to 14. He said, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path, because of my enemies. Who are their enemies? Fear is your enemy. Praise the Lord. So because when you're talking about enemy, a lot of us look at people, you know, and all that. Yes, there are human agents of the enemy, and they themselves are enemies. Praise the Lord. Anybody who is coming to you with faithless suggestions and coming with words and information that are there to feed fear into you and panic into you, they are not your friends. Praise the Lord. I actually call them frenemies. You don't need such people. Amen. Many of us right now, you have people on your Facebook, on your Twitter, on, you know, WhatsApp and all that, who are sending and posting and reposting all manner of information coming to you, and this information are terrible. They are just feeding you with fear. You need to cut off from such people at such a time as this. Praise the Lord. You need to cut off. God has not given us a spirit of fear, according to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, but he has given us a spirit of love, of power, and of a sound mind. You don't need things to hear information that is going to disrupt the soundness of your mind to the point where you are so afraid and you are begin to panic. And this in itself is a virus, is a contagion in itself. And I've made up my mind, I'm not going to be in the employment of Satan spreading fear everywhere. People don't even, you don't even read the post before you just pass it on to other people. Be careful what you are posting. Be careful what you are posting. All sorts of conspiracy theories that are going on, human interpretations of what is happening today. I mean, all sorts of prejudices that are going on. Beloved, that is not our business as children of God. Use that time. We are not called to spread panic. We are called to preach the gospel. Praise the Lord forevermore. So we are not in the business of being afraid or transmitting fear. Fear in itself is another virus. So, beloved, be careful what you give yourself to, and let us really focus on God. The Bible says in Isaiah 26 and that verse 3, he said, those whose minds are stayed on God, who trust in God, the Bible says, they shall be at peace. Hallelujah. I speak peace into your heart today. I speak peace to your soul today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. See, in verse 12, he said, deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. He said, such as breathe cruelty. Many are breathing cruelty. And he's saying, I don't want to be involved in this. I don't want to be involved in this. I don't want to be involved. I don't want them to have any advantage over me, oh Lord. Deliver me. And I pray that the Lord will deliver you from the will of your enemies to drown you in panic, to drown you in things that have come to disturb you, or things that are shaky that are around you. You will not be drowned in it in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command your deliverance right now from everything that has come to trouble your soul and disturb your soul in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. He said, false witnesses. And this just brings me to an experience that Jesus had when he was walking. He was the ruler of the synagogue in Mark chapter 5, verses 35 and 36. And this man said to Jesus, my daughter is sick, come and heal her. And the Bible says somebody came, a certain guy came from the ruler's house to say that, look, your daughter is dead already. Stop disturbing the master. Don't worry. Don't talk to Jesus about it anymore. Don't, there's no need. You don't need the Jesus. You don't need to depend on him. You don't need to rely on him anymore. The child is already dead. I mean, such people are the same kind of people who are false witnesses. They are frenemies. They are people, you need to get away from such people. If people do not have any good news to give to you at such a time as this, to encourage you, you know, with the word of God or with something, just delete them. Delete them completely. Praise the Lord. And this guy came. But thanks be unto Jesus. Jesus has to contradict what he said. He now looked at the ruler of the synagogue and said, man, fear not, only believe. Fear not, only believe. Beloved, God is saying to you today, fear not, only believe. Just believe him. Praise the Lord. He contradicted what that certain guy came to come and tell the ruler of the synagogue about the daughter. Oh, the daughter is there. Don't worry, Jesus, anymore. It's all over. Nothing can change again. It's done. That's it. Nothing can change. The situation, I mean, is beyond redemption. There is no situation that is outside the jurisdiction of God's resurrection power. Hallelujah. There is no situation that is beyond his blessing and his power, beloved. He can handle it. Praise the Lord. He can handle it. You need to say that to yourself. Whatever you're going through, Jesus can handle it. Hallelujah. You may not be able to handle it, but he can handle it. So when you put it in his hand, he will handle it. And he shall turn to you for celebrations in the mighty name of Jesus. So David said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Beloved, I'm leaving you with that. Believe that you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You need to believe that. Praise the Lord. Why? Because Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. Jesus Christ lives forevermore. Jesus Christ, yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ is consistent. The word of God is reliable and dependable. God still remains faithful. You can depend on the faithfulness of God, that you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. This is what will prevent you from fainting. This is what will prevent you from being overwhelmed with grief, overwhelmed with fear, overwhelmed with panic and anxiety at such a time as this. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do not faint, beloved. I pray for you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth today. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that the Lord God Almighty will cause you to stand upon the rock to stay in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for your people, as many as are under the sound of my voice, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the risen Son of God, I bring my brothers and sisters before your throne of grace now. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for the grace that has appeared unto them. And also, I'm asking, Father Lord, that the Spirit of glory that raised Jesus Christ from the dead will set them apart for a supernatural breakthrough and an uncommon lifting in this season, in Jesus' mighty name. Heavenly Father, let the wave of your resurrection power arise and surge in them to attack every attack and subdue every confrontation of forces of evil in their lives. Let fear give way to faith. Let timidity give way to courage. Let this present crisis in the world, and also that is influencing their personal lives one way or the other, let it be converted to creativities that will advance their lives in Jesus' name. I pray for you, my brothers and sisters, that the dominion power released when Christ was raised from the dead, we profit your life and profit your business. It will profit your career and your academics. It will raise you up from a bed of languishing and sickness and make you whole again in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May that power raise you from sin and sorrow and create opportunities for you to thrive in this season in the name of the Lord Jesus. I declare over your life that you will not lose your job. You will not be laid off in the mighty name of Jesus. As you continue to trust God, your expectations shall not be cut off. God's faithfulness will guarantee it, and I call it done by the faith of God. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Praise the Lord forevermore. Beloved, I believe that God will perfect all that concerns you. In Jesus' mighty name. Happy Easter to you again. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.